back from Penny Hill Park in Bagshot, England, about 40 miles southwest of London. J.P. Shadrick with the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. It's a live Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen. Beautiful day here in England. Nice day.
And we have news, right?
Plenty of news today. Gus Bradley is back on the field. He just now arrived here at Penny Hill Park, flew in today. Father passed away over the weekend, actually Sunday night. Team learned about it Monday. He went to Minnesota, Zimbrada, to be with the family, and now is back, and literally just 3 minutes ago walked down on the field. Big boost for this team.
And I kind of a neat scene. He walked out, some of the reporters saw him first, and then when the team saw him, there was clearly an emotional response, a lot of applause. So now things can start sounding – I guess things can get back to as normal as possible as you can be over here.
And talking to a couple of the guys today, that's a real thing. They want to play this game this week and play well for Gus and what he's had to go through the last few days.
And I'm sure Gus will tell you, let's not focus on that. But it's a natural response for the players. As we've said on Jaguars.com all along, these guys have gotten very close to Gus. They feel for him. And when you were talking to players today, you clearly saw they wanted to do that.
Let's get to the football now. Obviously, they've been on the football for the first time this week here in Bagshot. It was first media availability today. Plenty of British media here, of course, for the first time seeing the Jaguars, which are now really London's team. What do you take away from the big scene here at Penny Hill today?
Well, a lot of the questions you'd expect, some a little off topic for what the American media would have asked, but all very good questions about how this team feels about it, how it's adjusting to the time change, what they think about London. A lot of issues being covered that you wouldn't normally hear in a press conference situation. And then they did get back to football, which is about playing the 49ers.
Jaguars are 0-7, 49ers are 5-2 and are hot. We've heard this story before, I think, John, but there are some injured Jaguars starting to get back. We heard from Cecil Shorts III today. Last week played through the pain of the SC joint sprain, but that seems to be the plan for him again this week.
Well, it is. And talking to him, he's still upset about the drops, still wants to get those worked out, and it really affects him. Says you got to move forward from those, obviously. But I think it'll be the same story with Cecil as it was last week. You're going to hear about him being questionable all week. Maybe he practices a little bit to get stuff done, but I expect him to be playing on Sunday. He said a big factor is getting it loose, playing through pain. He said he feels a lot better this week than he did last week on Wednesday, and he said he thinks the bye week, which comes up after the San Francisco game, is going to help him a lot. He'll take some down days and really try to get that thing fixed.
The question of the quarterback has been a question since last game, of course. It hasn't really been officially answered yet, but you get the feeling it's going to be Chad Henning.
Well, yeah, you do. And Chad said today he's preparing like he's going to start, which he always does. They brought him out. He was the one talking today. And I expect that Gus, when he talks to the media after practice, will probably address that and tell us that Chad's the starter. And then after that, they'll figure out something going forward after the bye.
J.P. Shadrick with John Osier. We're live from Penny Hill Park in Bagshot, England, just southwest of London. The team will head into London on Friday night, preparing to play the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday at Wembley. One Jaguar that talked for the first time since this past Sunday was Maurice Jones-Drew. He had 9 carries in that game, John, and then vacated the locker room without speaking to the media. He spoke on the radio broadcast live with Jeff Lagerman, but not the writers. But he answered some questions for the first time today. What'd you take?
And for people looking to hear from that on video, I said Maurice will talk to the media at the podium tomorrow. He talked to some of the writers, some of the local guys covering the team today. He said the reason he didn't speak wasn't really as much at all about only getting 9 carries. He said, that's fine. I can live with that. He thought they would play better. He was disappointed that the team took what he called a step back. It was more frustration out of that. And a lot of the players feel that way. They're frustrated because they don't feel like they're as far away as maybe fans think. And they feel like it's going to get there, and they wanted to get there now. So he was disappointed about that.
John, this is obviously an important game for what has happened over here the last year or so. All the effort for the Jaguars to get into this community, into London, and promote the game here and play one game here the next 4 years. It's pretty important for this team to play well, and obviously they want to win on Sunday, but have a great showing this week.
Well, you want to. I mean, there's been a great showing in the community this week. You were at Nike Town last night, a lot of fans there. Yes, they'd like to play well for that. On the other hand, I don't think the 53 guys going out on the field can worry about that so much. Gus Bradley can't sit there before the game and use a pep talk about playing well in front of the Londoners. He's got to get this team playing well. There's 8 games to go. And like I said, the feeling in the locker room is that they feel like they can not get this thing turned around and have a stellar record, obviously, but they feel like they can start playing better and they can start getting some of the things that they feel like they're close to actually done.
John, great stuff as always, and enjoy your day here in sunny Bagshot.
And you as well, JP.
A nice, brisk, breezy afternoon southwest of London in Bagshot as the Jaguars train here at Penny Hill Park. It's the home of the English rugby team as well. They'll get in here next week. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.